Blog Talk Radio.
Revolution is the solution. If you work in corporate America, be a revolutionary. If you work in government, be a revolutionary. Gather material, gather information, learn everything you can. If you got a high level of security clearance, you can go in doors that other Negroes can't go in. You go in and see whatever you can see, and then bring it back to your black community so that we can be all that we can really be. Be a revolutionary in whatever you do. This chapter should grow overnight. Every one of you that is not a member should join today. What else do you have to do? You say, well, I'm too old. You're not too old. We need you. We need your wisdom. We need your maturity. You say, I'm too young. We need you. We need your fire. We need your spirit. We need your zeal. You say, well, I'm middle-aged. I'm not too young. I'm not too old. I say, you're just right.
That's right.
For what needs to be done at this time, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad calls the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
The time and what must be done. I want to cover the 10-point program and platform and cover a few things with you. Why is the new Black Panther Party talking about God? Some of the original Panthers angry with us because we talk about God. They say ain't no religion in the Black Panther Party. That ain't, you ain't supposed to have no religion. You're a fool.
Right.
We don't want to do nothing where God is not at the center. You will never build a mass movement among black people if you leave God out of your movement.
Right.
It's silly. That's why all kind of lumping activity can crop up. That's why we end up with tons of drugs on top of our heads. Brought in by COINTELPRO, K. Edgar Hoover. That's what I said, K. Edgar Hoover. K. Edgar Hoover and the modern day Hoovers. Coming.
Black Power. Welcome to the Black Power Truth Hour. We're the New Black Liberation Militia. I'm your guest host, Minister of Defense, Brother Trey X. Tonight's topic. A discussion will be trapped in the Black Matrix mind control program. I want to open the lines up. Supreme Commander of the New Black Liberation Militia, Minister Prince Najee Muhammad. Black Power, sir.
Black Power family. This is Minister Najee Muhammad. This is our weekly show every Thursday at 6. The Black Power Truth Hour 101.1 Power Radio. Don't touch that black dial. The topic tonight is we as a people are trapped in a black matrix control program, a mind control manipulation orchestrated by the white elites known as the Illuminati. We are suffering from a manipulation, an orchestration and demonstration of creation by the devil himself. Has our people so off the square, so off the cipher. We are in a confused state more than we was in the 60s and 70s. As Dr. Khaled Muhammad used to say, and it's still relevant now to this day, we've been stripped from our reality. We've been stripped of our way of life and our well-being. We've been stripped of our God and our religion and our knowings. We've been stripped from our mores and our norms and the way we act. We act out of our damn minds. We shall stand and rise as a people because we are in the most dangerous state as people, as any being or any person of human beings in this time at this hour. That's why it said, what time is it and what must be done? What is our time? We must help self. What must be done with the so-called American Negro? The so-called American Negro must do something for themselves. You see? But they understand that the 72 million of us victims, as I look to the eyes of the victims of American liberalism, when I look to the eyes of the 72 million of us, victims of democracy, nothing but the skies, racist hypocrisy. And this is why we must grow and move in this day and time. We must build national emergency preparedness for the lost found nation of the black nation that held in North America. We must accept our own and be ourselves. You see? Because America is number one for destruction. The only thing that's holding her destruction back is us. Because as a people of disunity, you see, holding to the white man's name is another chain that carries the black man down with his enemy. See, we so clean to this cracker. I don't care how much black power you claim you believe, how much black nationalism, paraphernalism you claim you say, how you shout out. But is it engraved in your heart, engraved in your soul? Is it? Because once we start talking about Africa or Cuba or any other country or moving there, everybody get bent out of shape. Everybody get to acting all funny. You say you can't have no light outside of white America. That tells me something. When you start talking about Africa and Cuba and Venezuela and other good countries where they have free health care, free dental. When you start talking about them good countries, the one that claimed in the movement get to acting funny. Because deep down, you cling to this cracker. You cling to this way of life over here. You like oppression. You like struggling. You see? You like that. Begging, you love crumbling for unemployment from them. But you can't set your own business up. We're not talking about going to for yourself. They get irritated. Frustrated, oh, I don't want to talk right now. I don't want to talk about it no more. You see? They get frustrated. You see? But when the truth is the thing that gets us frustrated, truth is like an ecstasy, even to black folks. The white folks can't stand the damn truth. Truth is like an ecstasy to us blacks in America now, us as Asiatic people, because we so ingrained and been bred in this white supremacist philosophy. We've been bred and read it in this white power structure. They got us. You see? That's why we must teach our own. The great Asiatic nation. We're supposed to be the tribe of Shabazz. Really? Refuse to accept his own. It's because of being made blind, deaf, and dumb to the knowledge of self. and kind by the devils when they were babies under slavery. That's what we're going through. And the question is, do you know who you are? Who is the original man? That's the question today. It's now answered from the mouth of the ancestors. The secret of who is the original man, who is the devil, has been a mystery to the average one of black mankind. To be revealed in all of the, it's the clearness to this day. We still dumb, deaf, dumb, and blind. We still confused. We still on an apparatus of a depths of a cracker. We want to love and be friends, and love is one. But you don't want your black woman. You don't like a black guy's sister. As Collins said, we cannot resist. No, black man's no good. You don't need to be with that bill of milk complexion, dog string and hair, European, black, white woman, white girl, Miss Sister Clark, but the thrills and feels, pattern born backside with the it, Cocazoid, white K bitch. No good. We don't need that. But his last Tupac mother said, be careful, brothers. They may be fine with a knife behind, but 60% of the sisters have a damaged mind. We was brought here to work, still the workers.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power, true power, don't touch that dial. I see the mind control matrix work from a very young age.
Right.
From the elementary school level, kids are made fun of for not wearing a certain name brand. This is where it began. See, we on autopilot slavery nowadays. When you young and you conform to the mob mentality, you then lose your sense of individualism, your own sense of self. And then you start to follow the mob around. Whatever is the most popular opinion, that's what you follow. This is what black people are falling into. Who wear the best shoes, the most name brand. Who look like Hollywood. It's all a distraction from what you should really be putting your attention to. The education, protection of your children, the cultivation of the family should be the number one priority. But instead we lost in a mist following every religion, following every ideology except the one that benefits us. We don't have no other calls on the line. We're going to go into one of the known programs, the MK Ultra Mind Control Program. This program is run by the CIA. Said this is the most elaborate, multifaceted mind control program ever known. They use all types of different warfare methods to control your mind. Fluoride is the main source of water, tap water. Fluoride has been classified as a neurotoxin, meaning brain poison. But you don't see nobody telling you on TV that. As a matter of fact, they encourage you to use your toothpaste with the fluoride in it. You know, these are the things that affect how your mind operates. Fluoride puts a calcium coat over your pineal gland. The pineal gland, which is located in the diencephalon of the 10th portion of the brain, is the organ from whence thoughts are produced or received. So if your thoughts can't get out of the brain, then you basically are relegated to being told what to do. This is the monkey see, monkey do mentality we see in the street today, especially among the youth. Whoever has the most influence is controlling what you do. But everything you hear, everything you see and read today in the United States of America is controlled by one of six different corporations, the multimedia conglomerate. See, in order to actively defend yourself against these attacks, you have to be able to identify these attacks, the source of these attacks, and the motivation behind it. Because if you ever wake up, when we ever wake up in mass on a large scale, this matrix mind control program is over with. Black power.
Black power, black man.
Yes, sir. Anybody want
to come on? Like you said, it begins from the cradle. You see? And we must teach our babies today, you know, and must do something for self. They must not be like we, the fathers. You look to the slave masters' children for all. You see, we must teach our children now, in this day and time. You see? And we must unceasingly, with ours today, our teach our black liberation theology and us as a people in bed of the seed of dependency within us, the seed of dependency of America. The seed of a tendency keeps you not thinking globally by Africa. Not our home, but our throne. The dependency, that embedded dependency, you see, keeps you from thinking living outside of America. The embedded of dependency keeps you thinking, oh, it's nowhere beautiful, nowhere else to live but inside of America. You see, that's what's wrong with us and stuff. I don't care how, assalamu alaikum, black power, or Abu Bakr, you know, I don't care, Hotep, you know, saloma, saloma, salama, all that don't mean nothing if it's not in your heart and your mind. And once you start speaking on Africa, you change. You jump which way the wind blows. You see? We must educate ourselves and our children into the rich power of black liberation theology knowledge, which will elevate every people who have the sought use of. You see, we must give the benefit of our knowledge to the elevation of our own people. We need a new black nationalist, black liberation theology, Afrocentric paradigm of this time. It's the time and what must be done. And then the black woman. Protect and elevate the black woman. You see? You cannot control or protect your woman, black man, as long as you are in the white man's false faith or Christianity. This faith of theirs is a desire and keeps you powerless. You see? You must resist it and break the chains of that white supremacist philosophy and come into black liberation theology. Black power.
In keeping with what the commander just said, you know, this thing is about the mind frame. When you don't control your mind becomes your master. When you defeat the mind and control it, it becomes your servant. And there's one of two mind frames that exist on this plane. There's a mind frame of love, and then there's a mind frame of fear.
That's right. Because love and fear is two mothers of emotion. Love is a mother of that emotion that combines
nature.
A certain union. Fear
nature.
Brings a different emotion
itself.
Of fearing.
The ant defend the ant shield. The bees defend the beehive. You black
right.
men less than insects and plants. This is the example that the Almighty sent to show you how to move, how to act in the absence of orders. Follow the
right.
order that stands the longest. Black
power. Right. Black power. Nature will teach you, black man and woman, how to conduct yourself. God, you can say, or the supreme being made you over all creatures. But now we got to look to the ants and the bees to get order and institutional and get discipline and chain command. And that's bad when you supposed to be the God and the gods of the earth, God and the goddess. And we have many callers who will call in today and drop your views or opinions here at the Black Power Truth Hour.
Black Power, we don't have anybody to call in, but we definitely have some listeners out there. So we appreciate you calling in and listening and giving us
right.
your time and attention. You make sure that you bring on or listen around people who need to hear something. You know, people is out there, they finding out that the religion and the tradition that was kept and forced upon our ancestors haven't served and benefited us over 500 years.
Right.
Nobody ever speaks to Jesus, come down out the sky and save them. So when people wake up to that fact and see that the religion and the traditions they've been upholding and maintaining and living their life haven't benefited them nothing, they turn and they search for something else. And this is the truth, the Black Power Truth Hour, hosted by the New Black Liberation Coalition.
That's right. We want to close out with a thing of the Black Power General, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. And listen to what he says closely. It's 6:23 now, and he gave something to us. And that something he gave was known as the bullet or the bullet. And is very relevant today, what he gave to us as a deaf, dumb, blind people. A lot of people don't understand, and what we have to understand or understand is what he was all about to us and to the black world, that bad boy in the black.
Like
I'm about to drop a little something with Khaled. You got it?
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia.
I went to St. Louis, Missouri the other day. They had Black Panthers from all over the country. No one knew about it at all. They had machine guns, recoilless rifles, grease guns, Lugers, 25 of them, all armed. And the chief of police met me at the airport when I arrived, and they were there, right there at the steps. He said, "You were violating the law." "Yeah, we're violating the law." He said, "We're tired of our white and black leaders, Jackie and Martin and Bobby, being killed. We're going to protect this man while he's here." And they didn't arrest one of them. Because they said, if you arrest one, then someone's going to die, because we are ready to kill. Black power means black dignity. Just as surely as you're proud to be white, we're proud to be black. Black is beautiful, baby. It's pretty. I always say to my brothers, I say, "Baby, don't worry about the white chicks. We got everything from chalk to charcoal in our own race. You know, see? Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Black power means dignity. It means we're going to walk side by side with you or through you. We're going to be with dignity and integrity. We don't want any more than you have, and we're not going to accept any less than you have. That's black power."
Black power, thank you for joining us this evening. Be on the air every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call us every week at 516-453-9457. That's the guest calling number. This is the Black Power True Power, and I'm your guest host, Brother Trey X. See you next time.